Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gotterall.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Rana.
Hello, I'm Michael Kajori, and I play Florian Runedance.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin. Jean and Tippletoe, you are in some sort of building. You can't see. There are no windows, only one door in this very tiny 10 by 10 room. You are both tied to a chair. The chairs are tied to each other. Your backs are pressed against each other. There is a piece of cloth stuffed in your mouth and a piece of cloth wrapped around your mouth. And there's a piece of cloth wrapped around your eyes. Hands and feet are tied to the chairs. All you can do is listen. Occasionally you hear footsteps. And then you don't hear anything. Tippletoe, you wake up with one hit point. All of a sudden, the door opens up. Someone comes in, rips the cloth from your mouth and pulls it out so that you can speak. And just when you try to utter a word, John, he shoves some food in your mouth. It tastes stale and old and cold, soupy, like it's been sitting in a pot for days. Has kind of a mildewy flavor to it, very acrid and sour. As soon as he pulls the spoon away, he shoves the cloth back into your mouth and immediately covers your face. The door shuts. Silence. The door opens. The gag comes off of the mouth. This time it's Tippletoe. Immediately the cloth is ripped out. With a hand raised in one hand and another hand holding a spoon.
You say one word, little lassie, and I will slap the shit out of you.
Grabs the spoon, dips it into this nasty bucket of gruel, and shoves it in your mouth, force feeding you.
One word.
Soon as it's done feeding you, the cloth covers your mouth and the door shuts again. Commotion starts happening outside. There's some sounds and some weird fighting sounds, but it sounds like little screams, like young screams. And then there's silence again as the cloth is removed from your eyes and your mouth, and you see a whole bunch of young boys, as well as one boy in the middle wearing all green with red hair and a smile on his face.
Hi guys, I'm Peter.
Nugget, there's chittering.
I'm dead, so I don't see nothing.
There's chittering going on as these giant eight-legged creatures pull you up into the tree. You feel yourself being wrapped tightly in your dream. For some strange reason, the mermaids are wrapping you tighter and tighter in their tails and their body, and it's squeezing you and squeezing you, and then one of them bites you.
Sexy.
Go ahead and roll a constitution saving throw for me.
Am I still within the... Oh, it's a saving throw. Never mind. 22.
All right, so no effect. You've managed to shrug off the effect. Interesting enough, go ahead and roll another constitution saving throw for me.
21. No, yeah. Yeah, 21.
You shrug off the poison that was coursing through your veins from the darts that hit you earlier. And you start to wake up. And you're completely wrapped around in webs. Being pulled up into the tree. What do you do?
Okay, without making a big enough motion. Okay, am I able to talk to my hammer without actually talking? Can we go...
You can try.
Okay, I think very hardly and angrily. Lass, you awake?
Hi.
Suggestions?
You're fucked.
If I'm fucked, so are you.
Well, your father always told me that I'm an heirloom.
I don't think these little buggers will actually take kindly to you. They might shit on you a little bit.
Then you better figure out how to get us out, laddie.
Well, come on, 50-50 here.
It's web and I'm not sharp. What do you want from me?
Electrocute the fuckers!
All right, hold on. Roll 2d6.
Three.
All right, so you suffer 3 points of electric damage, and so do the creatures. The cocoon of you stops being pulled up into the tree just for a brief moment. Florian, you see the fog, and you don't hear any more sound. Okay. But right before we get to you, Marza, go ahead and make that roll.
11.
Oh, shit. Barely saved. Oh, shit. Florian, what do you do?
Okay. I'm in cover.
Yes.
Yeah. And
there's fog everywhere.
I'm going to dispel it. And once I do that, I have my reaction. I'm going to have I'm going to hold an action, basically. Once I dispel the fog, I'm ready to shoot.
Okay.
If the guy's standing.
All right. So you dispel the fog and no one is standing.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I stealthily go over to Marza.
Okay.
Rifle through things for a potion and give it to her.
All right. So you take the potion and you tilt Marza's head back and you shove it down her throat.
Yes. Gently.
All right. So you gently massage her throat muscles. As she drinks the potion.
Yeah,
you take that.
Mm. Oh, my God.
How many points of healing do you get? Roll it.
It's 2d4 plus 2, so.
Yeah, roll your 2d4.
5.
All right. Hey. So you start to wake up.
We're at the same. I put my finger to her lips.
What's your AC?
My AC is 15.
Okay. You feel a sharp stab in the back of your lower region as a scimitar jabs you right in the back. And you suffer 9 points of damage. You just got backstabbed by...
So, no perception check or anything?
It's laying on the ground perfectly still. You didn't check the body.
Oh, fuck.
So you just took 9 points of damage.
I'm down.
And you drop.
Did you give me my potion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a potion left.
Marza, do you move when you see Florian drop? Or do you stay still? What do?
I stay still.
Okay. The man that was injured begins to stand up. He doesn't have an arm anymore. And the tip of the arm is frozen. He gets up, barely able to stand, and uses his scimitar as a crutch as he slowly starts to crawl away. Good.
That's what you deserve for hurting my friend.
Florian, make your first death saving throw for me.
So, what do I add to it?
Constitution.
Oh, okay. Eight.
Mark off one.
Okay.
One death.
Okay.
Two more. Marza, you're up next.
Okay. So he's walking off with his...
He is trying to hobble away.
Okay. Is Falorian right next to me?
Oh, yeah. He's a crumpled heap next to you.
Okay.
Bleeding out into the floor.
I'm going to slowly rub my hands up his thighs and give his bum a little squeeze and lay on hands for five.
Okay, so you immediately feel a squeeze as you return back to your tongues.
Oh!
All right, what do you guys do?
Okay, so...
Well, we...
I'm face down on the ground, right?
Yeah. No longer bleeding out.
Don't stand up, Florian.
Okay.
Don't stand up. He's still seeing us.
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
Is he walking away?
He's hobbling away.
Just lay here.
Wait. He's gonna get help if we don't.
Oh, good point. Okay. Stay here. I'm gonna run up and stab him.
Okay, when you get your surprise attack, then I'll, once he's away from me. Does that make sense?
What?
You'll get your surprise attack on him, and then I'll attack him.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna jump up and charge at him and with Sir Willard.
Okay, so you begin charging at him. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
That is 18.
That's a hit. And as soon as the sword is pulled from your scabbard and you make the swing, you don't even have to roll. You just slice him down into a big puddled mess. Has he only had one hit point?
That fucker.
Okay, he rolled a... All right, fine. You guys are whispering. I'll give you a chance. He rolled a one. You keep whispering. Another chance, he rolls a three. And then Marzen picks up and charges. He rolls a seven. I'm like, damn, that's one hobbled pirate.
There you go. That makes sense.
I'm like, stop up, talking. Right? Just kill him.
Okay, so, Valorian, it's okay. Get up. Come on. And I...
Okay, search the body, see if they have potions. We need to get our... We right, need to have some elf.
Make an investigation check.
We loot.
You find some really schnazzy pirate gear. A nice vest,
basically garbage.
Shorts. a really sleek rope belt. Definitely, you know, very posh in the pirate community.
Is this both of them? Both of you guys?
I'm describing all this.
Okay.
You find a cool looking eye patch and rummaging through the pockets, some pocket lint, and you find some leaves in the other pocket, and you find three silver pieces.
Great. Okay. Okay. What happened to Nugget?
Yes, let's go. We need to go check on Nugget, okay. And then we must... Find, but we're going to be quiet about it.
Stealth.
Yes.
Very stealth.
I have disadvantage on stealth because
of your armor.
Clink, clink, clink,
oh,
clink.
Okay. All right, but it negates because you have advantage, right?
Yes.
So okay.
All right, so you guys are going to stealth to the
towards
the
Nugget. Okay. Yeah. Thirteen.
Okay.
14. Oh, wait, hold on. I have to roll it twice. Oh, 25.
You guys seem very stealthy.
Okay.
Are we at Nugget now?
All right, so you start making your way to the tree. You're passing other pieces of flora and fauna, and through the jungle, you try to be as quiet as possible, not stepping on any roots. You avoid what you hear as voices going to the left and some other going to the right, and there's definitely search parties around you, but you seem to, for the most part, as far as you know, not alert anyone. And eventually you guys make it to the tree with the big opening, and you look where you put Nugget, and he's not there.
Well, I set him down right in this tree. Oh.
Do you see any marks?
I don't. I don't think he would have climbed out. Maybe.
You can make a survival check to see what you notice there.
20?
All right, yeah, so you notice that there was something laying here, since you put it there, and it looked like there were drag marks pulling it in the tree where the opening was, and then the drag marks get thin and thin and thin and thin and then disappear toward the middle of the tree.
Looks like he may have gone up the tree.
Well, let's follow it.
So you guys look up.
Mm-hmm.
As you look up, you see basically a big cocoon wrapped completely in webbing, and three large-looking spider-type creatures surrounding it, looking like they're getting ready to devour it. And we'll go ahead and roll for initiative this time.
Shit.
Me too?
Yeah.
Oh, you're awake. Ooh, fuck yeah. Oh, wait. Still.
Yeah. All right. 25 to 20. 15 to 20?
18.
10 to 15?
14.
The rest?
11.
The spiders go first. The first one is going to attack with a bite. It's a 17 to hit.
Nope.
Second one, that's 15 to hit. Third one, 9 to hit.
Nope.
So they're attacking, but they just can't seem to pierce into the chinks of the armor, and they keep smacking their fangs in the armor itself. Nugget, your turn to act.
All right, you fuckers. That's it. Someone's getting their ass kicked. Word of Radiance.
Okay.
Let's see. They all get a Constitution saving throw, please. 16.
All right, so one saves, two do not.
All right, the ones that do not take... You suck. 1 point of radiant damage.
1 point of radiant damage?
Yes.
So you tickled their eyeball a little bit?
I just, completely brighten up.
All right, Marza, your turn. They're about 20 feet in the air, by the way, just so you have an idea of distance.
Okay, what's the reach of Sir Willard?
About 5 feet.
Oh, same as a longsword, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So can I climb up?
Yeah, you can start trying to climb on the web.
And also swing, can I climb up like 15 feet and then use Sir Willard, or?
I would say it would take the full action plus your movement to climb up the webbing to get into a position to be able to attack.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and just try and throw a javelin at one of them.
Sure.
And that is 15.
That's a hit. And are you going to swing at the left one, middle one, or right one? So spider left, spider middle, or spider right?
None of them are closer to Nugget than any
other. They're all surrounding him right now, trying to bite him.
Okay, so I'll go with the one on the left.
All right.
And that's 7 points of piercing.
All right, so you managed to throw the javelin trident through. You hit into the carapace of the spider, and then black ichor starts spilling from its wound down toward you. All right, so that's Marza's turn. Florian.
Okay, so Nugget is basically suspended by a strand of spider web, right?
Yeah, in a cocoon strand.
Okay. I'm now, from what I understand, okay, let me explore my options. Now, my mage hand, it was frigid, right? It did some kind of damage if it touched things?
It's just very cold to the
okay.
touch.
Okay. Now, what if I used frostbite on an object? Would that work? Do anything?
Read me the spell.
Okay. Okay. Use your action to cause a bitterly cold frost to cover a creature you can see, forcing them to make a constitution save. On a failure, it takes 1d6 cold damage and has disadvantage on the next weapon attack roll it makes.
Okay, so what is the purpose of freezing the object? What do you
want
to
do? So I want it to break, basically. I want the strand to break. That's okay. My goal.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
You can start trying to freeze the webbing, but he's 20 feet in the air.
Oh, okay.
So, it's called gravity. Gravity will promptly kill me.
Okay. Well, then in that case, that's not a good idea. Okay. Instead, I'm going to do Ray of Frost.
Okay.
And I'm going to twin it.
Oh, okay. So you're going to twin it so it hits two of the spiders.
Yeah.
All right. And what save is that?
It doesn't have a save. It's an attack roll.
Oh, so roll the attack twice.
Okay.
Are you hitting the left spider and the right spider?
Whatever's nearest to him.
All three are near to him, trying to.
Okay, then you choose. It doesn't matter strategically, right?
Well, some are damaged, some are not. Oh. So it matters which targets you choose.
Do I recall which one was hit?
You recall that she threw a javelin at one, yes.
Okay, then I choose that one.
Okay.
And the other one.
Well, there's two.
Okay, so positioning does.
There's
how would
left,
I do?
Left, middle, right.
Okay, and
the
which
left
one got
spider
hit?
Spider was the one that she hit with javelin.
Okay, so left and middle.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Perfect. So roll for left first.
Okay. 18.
That's a hit. Okay. And roll for middle.
20.
Yeah, that's a definite hit.
Okay. I'm going to roll for damage.
Okay.
This is the one that hit Marza?
Yeah.
Okay. They take 10 points of cold damage.
All right.
And their movement's reduced by 10.
Okay.
Or 2d10.
So the first one took 10 points of damage. You got to do damage for the second one.
Okay, yes. Okay, took 5 cold damage for the second one.
All right. It is now their turn.
Now, one question. I do have a bonus action.
Yes.
The question is, are they within range of lightning lure, 15 feet?
They're 20 feet in the air.
Okay. I can't do anything then.
No.
Okay, got it.
All right, so now it's the spider's turn. They see more prey down below, and the first spider stands up on its hind legs, and both of you need to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Is there advantage on this one or no?
Not okay. For saving throws.
Okay.
Only ability checks.
Okay.
10.
9.
You guys take 11 points of poison damage from the first one.
And I'm down.
I'm down too.
Yeah, no one actually thought, let's, heal up a bit before
Well, you were going to be dead if we healed up.
All right. Yeah. So those two are down. So we'll skip Florian. Spider's turn. They're going to try and bite Nugget, and none of them succeed. Nugget, it's your turn to act.
Now, I hear what was going on.
You heard them trying to help you,
and
some damage with the spiders, and then you heard a spray of some sort of liquid and a hissing sound, and then you hear two bodies fall to the ground.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right, let's see. Can I try to break free?
Sure. Make a strength check.
I should do that. Without trying to drop and fall on my face.
You can make a strength check to break free. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's not going to happen. Oh, wait. No. Advantage.
Yep.
Eat a sack of... No.
Sorry.
Nope.
So you're wiggling and struggling, and unfortunately you're unable to break free. Tippletoe and Jean, you guys have been searching with your new friends, companions that you've learned quite a bit about, these lost boys that are battling Captain Claw, and you heard that Peter's very dear friend Wendy has been captured. And as you guys are talking and going back and forth, you mention that there are other members of your party that are missing. And you guys start to track back where you think they were. Both of you make an investigation check for me, and then I'll make one for Peter.
11.
16.
All right, so Peter goes, "Hey, guys, I think it's over there." And points to a very large tree, and you see a crumpled Marsa and Florian in the middle. And then as you start to look up...
Are you crumpled too?
You see what looks like most likely Nugget tied to a tree in a giant cocoon with three spiders trying to eat it. Go ahead and roll for initiative for me.
Get the fuck off me!
Seven.
Okay, so Jean is first, and Tip is last. All right, Jean, you're first to act.
Short bow shot against the one that looks most damaged.
Okay.
9.
All right, so you aim a little bit too high. It goes up over the spider and sticks. Oh, well. Odds or evens?
Now you're just being an ass.
Evens.
Evens? It's odds. The arrow lands into Nugget's thigh. For how much damage?
8.
8 points of pierced damage.
How the fuck did that get through my armor?
It was an unlucky shot.
That was not a crit. That was not a botch. Oh, well then I'm dead again.
So you watch as Peter actually starts taking off into the air. And he starts flying toward the once wriggling body. He takes out his rapier and manages to slice the strand that's holding Nugget while holding on to it, and brings him to you guys while fending off the spiders. He immediately slices open where the mouth is, pulls out some dust that's in one of his pouches, and just shoves it inside of Nugget's mouth.
Oh, great. LSD. Shit.
And you heal for 5 points of health.
It's very good.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Peter.
I don't give a fuck. Who the fuck are you?
I said I was Peter. What's wrong with this guy?
Peter, he's helping us.
Pay no mind.
Wait, I can see them?
Yeah, they're with him.
Where the fuck did you go? Where the... Get these fucking things off me!
Spiders, seeing that the prey that was readily available and gone, looks at the prey that's laying in the middle of the tree and starts skittering down. All right, John, you already shot, so we'll go to next. Spiders are going down. Cool. Nugget, your action.
I'm still wrapped up. I mean, he cut my face open, but...
Yeah. You trying for yourself for your action?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to break free.
All right.
13.
Yeah, so you manage to pull yourself free now that there's a nice rip from where the mouth was, and you're able to wiggle yourself out of the cocoon of the spider web. All right, so Marza, you are unconscious. Florian, you're unconscious. Both of Marza, make your death saving throw for me.
3.
Plus your con.
Five.
Okay. All right, so mark one death off. Florian, do the same thing.
Fifteen.
All right. Yeah, mark one success. Tippletoe, it's your turn.
I reach down, I grab a cricket that I saw, I hold it up. +22 for sleep on the spiders.
Okay. One of them falls asleep.
Good try.
All right.
One went down.
Jean, it's your turn.
Isn't it 5d8?
They're on the ground now, or?
So, right now, Florian and Mars are on the ground, and the spiders are starting to move toward the new prey.
All right, so they're now within melee range. Sharpo again against the one that looks most damaged. 17.
All right, that's a hit, and the one that looks most damaged is the one sleeping.
My bad.
He's awake now.
6 damage.
And you killed the spider.
Hey!
The spider immediately dies and then falls down to the ground, and you see all of its legs wrap and fold inside of itself as it does a couple death throws, wiggling on the ground.
Hopefully the spiders eat it. You know, its companions eat the spider.
All right, so Peter is going to do his action. It's like, nice shot! And grabs his rapier and starts flying toward one of the spiders heading down toward them. And charge, and he misses completely. So he aims the spider and doesn't quite get him and slashes at the web instead. And it is now the spider's turn. Now that they see prey that's alive, preventing them from eating it, they're both going to rear back up and make Peter do 2 dex saves. He critically fails the first one and then passes the second one.
Yeah, he's got pixie dust. He's okay.
And they do a lot of damage.
So when he dies, which one of us wants to be Peter?
Nugget, it's your turn.
Okay. I am... Fuck it, I'm strong enough. I'm just going to grab the two of them and pull them out of the tree trunk.
All right, so you're going to run up, pull them out?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and make a straight strength check for me.
12.
All right, so you manage to grab Florian and pull him, but while you're trying to grab both of them, you lose the grasp of Marza, but you still have Florian, so you're going to keep dashing with one, or are you going to stop?
Well, I'm going to pull him out, and then I'll come back.
All right, so you just pull Florian out of the danger zone. All right, so Marza is unconscious. Go ahead and make your save.
6.
That is your second fail.
Well, 8, but yeah. Okay.
All right, Florian, go ahead and make yours.
Natural 20. 23.
Nice. So you actually come to consciousness with one hit point.
Oh. What's going on?
Not yet, my knight. Not yet.
Shit. Okay. Where am I on the initiatives?
You're not.
You're not. That was it. So next is Tip.
All right, I'm gonna magic missile Which one looks more damaged? And, or can I direct one then another than another?
You can fire them one at a time if you want.
Okay. I'm doing it at a second level, so I get one extra missile.
Okay.
5 for the first one.
Still alive.
The closest spider.
Yep.
3 for the next one.
Okay.
3 again. And 2.
All right. So you watch as the second spider drops to the ground and starts folding its legs in its death throe. Its abdomen quivering before completely going still. Jean?
Went her up to Marza.
Okay.
And just put my healing potion in her.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I slightly caress her, and I pull something aside, and then I give her my healing potion. Yeah.
Take it. Take it good.
It's a healing P, not a healing D. All right. This is not that kind of all D20.
Suddenly, like, out off in the distance, this bass sound of dum 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 dum. Old 80s porno music.
God. And that's my action then to...
Yeah, if you're shoving it down her gullet, that's your action.
8 points of healing.
All right, so you immediately wake up and shake off the throes of death.
Ooh.
Was that your gag reflex?
No, he shoved it down my gullet.
Oh no.
Taking it all.
Every last drop.
Yeah. Wow.
Good times.
Indeed. Indeed. Just threw me off. I don't even know where we were at the initial. Give me a second.
It was just my turn.
Alright, it's just your turn. Okay. So Peter goes, oh, I can help. I've got some dust, too. And flies over toward Marza and then grabs some strange dust out of his pouch and just shoves it in her.
Wait, did he just fly away from a spider?
Yeah, so he's going to incur an attack of opportunity.
Oh, God.
And the spider crits.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
It was on Peter.
You get to be Peter.
Who am I? Make a DC 18 saving throw. And save. You forget who you are and everything about yourself. What? You lose all the benefits of your class, including abilities and spells.
So now Peter's just
a lost
well,
boy.
He has to pass a save, right?
He rolled a 5.
Okay, I have dibs on Tinkerbell.
I just want the pouch.
So, as Peter immediately starts flying, heading with this fairy dust in his hand, he immediately gets smacked right in the back of the neck with 2 pincers. They go right to the spinal cord. And then Peter just crumples. And then when he stands back up, who are you guys? Where am I? Holy shit! And then you see him start running.
Take that literature
out of control.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week. I don't know what to say. Oh man.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's crazy. Hello everyone, and thank you for listening to episode number 19. Peter Crit Eater. This is why I love Dungeons & Dragons. I had no idea that a crit would happen, and we just started using the more advanced crit cards in the Nord Games set. And I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to use it on the players, then I might as well use it with the NPCs as well. And boy, has it completely changed where I was going to go with this game. But I'm kind of excited about that. That's why I enjoy Dungeons & Dragons, because there's such a variable of chaos, controlled chaos, that really is exciting for someone like me. So I hope you enjoyed it. Look forward to you guys checking us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as always, game on.